As Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly what he has done has been done through God.
That was beautifully read. Thank you very much indeed. Friends, oftentimes December is a busy month as you get ready for Christmas, and we're going to have a degree of holy chaos in our parish church in a moment when we assemble our Christingles. Thank you especially to our guests for coming to support this today. So before I preach and say a few words, we're going to keep a few moments quiet before I speak, and there's some holy hubbub putting together our Christingles. Let's pray. Father, we pray that in the stillness your words would speak to us, and by your Spirit we pray you give us grace to fulfill the same through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This Christingle is deservedly popular amongst that great charitable organisation we will be making as a parish a donation to the Children's Society, but it's a lovely, attractive visual aid, and all parts of the Christingle have a deep meaning. I'm going to focus on one today, and that, of course, is the orange. Forgive me, it was my mad idea. I thought, well, they're Spanish orange. Oranges will have a Spanish feel to the service. Sorry, there's no Spanish red to drink afterwards. But the orange represents the world, and we have to be put in remembrance of that most famous verse in the whole Bible, from the lips of none other than Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world. By the world, in John's gospel, and in Jesus' heart and lip and language and voice, he wasn't meaning the whole of Spain, although God bless Spain. He wasn't meaning Europe, although I kind of hope that God hasn't forgotten Europe. And he wasn't, even though we're very proud of being the United Kingdom, he wasn't just meaning England. And as we think of Africa next week and the desperately poor country of Tanzania, he wasn't meaning them. Or we could go wider and the quarter of the world's population are Chinese. What is going to happen in the future when they get all the money and the arms? These are very, very big questions. But you know what? He wasn't meaning that. That's for another day. That's for another sermon. When John speaks of the world and we think of an orange, he means you. God so loved you. All the rest of the John's gospel is all about individuals. Little old me. Not so much of that, please. Little old, I mean this nicely, little old you, you're loved. Sometimes, you know, you could be so worried about the world, worried about other people, you forget that actually you are the focus of attention and you need to worry about yourself. Sometimes, and this doesn't always happen, when you're cross with someone else, you project away from yourself because actually you're cross with yourself. I sometimes wonder why there's so much toxicity in our world, because we're just not at peace, we're just not relaxed, and we don't realise that He loves us so much, so much. Do you mean you spent that much on me at Christmas time and I'm loved that much? He gave Jesus. And notice how this is expressed. God so loved the world that he gave Jesus. He did not send Jesus to condemn the world. Why do people think that? Well, I come to church to kind of get told off. No. You come to Jesus to be made better. Not to be told off. But to be told, well done. That's the very next verse. John 3:17. For Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn the world, to make the world feel even more rotten, but to make the world feel better. And it uses the language, and this is where we can easily tune out and get it wrong, to save the world through him. And sometimes you think that churchgoers or Christians that go around with banners and saying, I'm saved, you kind of think, oh, for goodness sake, are you for real? All that means is you're loved. I tell you, I had tears in my eyes when I heard about the heroes who ran over the traffic at London Bridge, saw this chap had a suicide vest on and a knife, went straight in there and took the knife away and wrestled it out of the attacker. Innocent people's lives were saved. Life came through Jesus. He's taken away everything possible that might harm or hurt or hinder us. Sometimes, of course, you maybe don't feel you're under the cosh or some form of spiritual attack like a knife. And life is fine and dandy. So be it. But remember the words of Jesus, for God so loved you that he gave Jesus to give you life, to save the world through him. Now, parents, you'll be pleased I'm going to say this. How do you do well at school? Through hard work. How do you get on in life? Through hard work. How do you get other people to be nice to you? By being nice to them. How do you get life from God so that you're a better person, set free, saved, loved? You get it through no other way than Jesus. So my question before we pray and go on to assemble our beautiful Christingle. Remember God loves you. Remember Jesus came for you and rescued you. How central is Jesus in your life? Are you with his people on Sunday? Do you pray to him? It's not, oh God, I hope everything's going to be all right. Mention his name. Ask his presence to be through you and in you and with you. God so loved the world that he gave Jesus to make the world feel better and rescued and saved. Not through hard work, but by all means keep going. Not through being nice, but have a go at that. But through Jesus. So as you assemble your Christingle soon, remember you're loved and have courage. Thank you for coming to church today. Have courage on your own in quietness to pray to Jesus, who was sent from heaven above to you so that you can be loved, saved, rescued, and healed. Amen. Well done. Did you hear that amen? That was amazing. Top of the class, young fella.